The MFR Shinty Show with Ian Ault and Drew McNeil on MFR 2.
Welcome to this week's MFR Shinty Show. On this week's show, we'll look ahead to all the weekend's action with Drew McNeil, the Glenurquhart co-boss, and also Fort William star Gary Innes will be joining us on the phone. We'll also look ahead to the first round of the Ballymore Cup. Drew McNeil is alongside me in Inverness. Drew, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Ian, and all listeners.
Good weekend for you?
2 points, that's a good weekend.
That's the aim of the game, isn't it? Just get the 2 points in a bag and you can enjoy your Saturday night.
Absolutely.
Weather-wise, a bit wet this week.
Yeah, a bit concerned about the rain, but never mind. We're going to hope that the game will go ahead where they're supposed to go.
I am looking forward to a week where we don't start the show and talk about the weather. I think that's July, isn't it?
We never get out the bit, did we, last year? I don't think at all. But no, it's going to be some difficult games, I think. Pitches are struggling just now, I think. So
yeah,
be difficult. Difficult week, I think.
Let's start with two pieces of news that come from the Camanachd Association this week. The venues have been confirmed for the Camanachd and the Glasgow Celtic Cup as well. First of all, the Camanachd's going to Oban.
Yeah, great venue, great surface. Very close to being the best surface between that and the Dell. But obviously, Oban's got better facilities. And got some good memories, got some bad memories of that pitch. But that's, I suppose everybody's got that, you know. But no, a great place to go. I'll certainly be there, that's for sure.
Yeah, I would say Inverness and the Burke Park. I've had it for the last 2 years. On a personal note, I'd love to have it in my back doorstep. But I suppose it's all about sharing it, really, and giving it to other areas of Scotland as well.
Yeah, and funnily enough, I just came past the Burke about an hour ago, had a quick look at it, and it's in absolutely fantastic condition at the moment. Fair play to the groundsman down there. It's looking absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, considering the amount of rain we've had and we've just come out of the back of winter. I mean, I've seen football pitches which have... Oh, I know they've had a lot of hard work this season, but there's football pitches that are in terrible states, whereas you look at the Burke Park, you know,
it's in good nick. And they've got, you know, the first round of the Ballymore. I think they've got Oban Celtic coming up this weekend, and, you know, Oban will be fortunate to play on such a good surface. You know, it's a fantastic surface at the moment at the Burke.
Yeah, Mossfield is the venue then for the Camanachd Cup, and also Strachur will host the Glasgow Celtic Cup as well, final.
Yeah, went to Strachur last season just to see the new pitch. Cracking big pitch, great facilities there as well, so that's really good. I don't know if Strachur have been using that pitch this year, but obviously they're scheduled to have the final there, so no, it's a lovely new venue.
And we'll find out nearer the time who the two clubs will be playing in their respective finals. There, at the weekend, the first the preliminary round of the Camanachd Cup took place. Inverness knocked out by those cup specialists Caberfae. We'll go on to talk a bit more about Caberfae, of course, as they get involved in the Ballymore Cup later on. But the road to Oban started at the weekend, Drew.
Yep. And already this causing problems with Oban and Glenurquhart have got a replay, so more scheduling problems. But Inverness disappointed to lose a home tie like that, but the Cabers are a good cup team, and you know they'll still be there at the league as well, so yeah, difficult one for Inverness, a bad draw for them.
You mentioned Oban is a place that you've got good memories of and bad memories of as well. On the World of Shinty Twitter page, I saw a poll on there about you know, where's the favourite venue for players, for everyone really, in the World of Shinty. Where's your favourite venue?
Oban, actually. Cracking surface, yeah. It's a trip away as well. I suppose if I'm in Inverness on my back doorstep, yep, it's not quite the same.
Yeah.
But no, Oban for the surface and the big mound, it's quite traditional. It's a good trip away, good weekend, yeah.
And just, you know, again, you know, if you're saying it's a good place to go, then that makes it even more special that the Camanachd Cup final's there.
Yeah, and Oban have a tradition in the Camanachd as well. You know, it's only latterly they've kind of faded away a wee bit, but I'll be surprised if they don't pop a good show this year in the Camanachd. They tend to always do well, but if Poole are difficult now, they've got to go to Glenorchy, which is a difficult place to go now, so it'll be hard for them.
And of course, that final will take place in September, a long while away, but well, it'll be here before we know it.
Yeah, teams will start thinking about it and they'll start looking at who they're going to get and who they want to get in the next round and try and plot a course.
From the Camanachd Cup to the Ballymore Cup, round one gets underway this weekend. Caberfae, as we already touched on, beat Inverness in the Camanachd Cup last weekend. They reached the final of the Ballymore Cup last season, beaten by Bute. they travel to Caberfein, one of the ties of the first round there.
Yeah, that's a shame. That's one of the better teams I'd say were going out there. McCabers had a good run last year, beat Kinlochshiel, beat Bewley in the semi-final, got beaten by Bute in the final at Skye, but I seen the semi-final and Cabers were by far the better team, and not many teams got the better of Kinlochshiel last season, and not many Premier Division teams got the better of Kinlochshiel season, you know, so fair play to Cabers. They do like to call the Ballymore their trophy, so.
Yeah, they have tremendous success in that competition. They obviously travel to Lochaber, a side to put the cat amongst the pigeons in North Division 1 at the weekend with a sensational win over Bewley.
Yeah, 3-0 up at half time, you know, and then got another two within an hour of the match, or 5-0 after an hour. Difficult for Bewley, but you know that Stevie McLean knows the ups and downs of young guys. They'll be up on a high last week and then they've just kind of got caught out.
Surely didn't see that one coming on, you know, 5-0.
No, but that's the problem with so many young guys, you know, they perform one week and don't perform the next, and it's been Bewley's problem, I think, in that league. But it's not going to kill the league, you know, it didn't cost them the league, so, you know, they'll certainly focus on when they have to go to Spainbridge.
We've certainly been talking about Bewley quite a lot in the first couple of weeks of the season, but Lochaber just under the radar there, you know, doing their business, and at the weekend they showed there that more than capable of pulling off a big result, and they're going to need another big performance in the Ballymore Cup this weekend.
They will, but they're a team that they started off, I think they started the first game poorly, but after that they've been scoring quite a lot of goals a number of times. They scored 7 and 5, and so Lochaber will go there with confidence. They're at home, they'll get a good crowd at home. Mm-hmm. A good game that, and young Kevin Bartlett playing up front for Cabers, got 3 goals, you know, so somebody will need to keep an eye on Kevin.
6 or 7 weeks into the season now, Aberdour versus Glasgow Midderguile for the third time, and Aberdour could do the hat-trick. It's incredible.
Both games 1-0, 1-0. I think the first game, the first goal was in 6 minutes, and the second game, the first goal was in 4 minutes, I think so. George will be saying to the guys, for goodness sake, don't lose a goal early.
Yeah, no, the early goal is really the killer, isn't it? But for Aberdour, we spoke to Lisa Norman last week, a real great couple of weeks for them. You know, they got the 2 wins on the board, and they knocked out Glasgow of the Glasgow Celtic Cup. They've got a real chance of reaching round 2 of the Ballymore.
Yeah, I'd imagine at the start of the season they wouldn't have thought or fancied their chances in this tie, but they will now. So, you know, 2 wins against a team that we thought would go well in the Celtic society. So, it'd be great if Aberdour was to proceed all the way to the final, wouldn't it? It'd be a dream for Lisa, I'm sure.
Yeah, great. And, you know, we always like an underdog, but Glasgow Midderguile, you know, a couple of seasons ago playing Premier Division Shinty, a bit of pressure on them to do well last season, but Bute obviously running away with that championship. But as you rightly said, a team that we thought would do pretty well, but they'll be out for revenge and try and get Aberdour back this weekend, I'm sure.
Yeah, they were struggling to get goals, managed to get 3 last week, so hopefully that'll give them some confidence. Aberdour got defeated last week. They're going to have ups and downs as well, I suppose, through the season, but I would predict a Glasgow win that this time for a change.
Well, an early goal. It's only one goal that's going to win that one. Who knows who could score in the first 5 minutes?
I don't see it being 5-5 anyway.
No. Inverness versus Oban Celtic, North versus South. Inverness at home. Inverness, of course, we've already spoken to James McDougall on the show as well. You've come up against him in recent weeks as well. Lost out quite heavily in the end to Caberfey, who had a very good cup side. What's the chances of Inverness progressing in the Ballymore this weekend?
Yeah, I think Inverness will win that one quite comfortably. I believe Sawley was missing last week. He's back. James Cameron on the forward line. They've got quite a potent forward line. Young Connor got 2 goals last week. Connor Golobek. So, you know, that's 3 very good forwards straight away. So you'd expect them to outscore Oban Celtic.
And then the final game, Strachar travel to Tynholt, and all South Division 1 clash. And again, a real chance for both sides to progress there. You'd fancy Tynholt though with the home advantage.
In a way, you would, but Strachar had a good win beating Aberdour last week, so they're on a wee bit of a high. And both of them are kind of rooted at the bottom of the league at the moment. But difficult, isn't it? they're two probably quite similar teams.
I don't think we can predict anymore. I think after this season, especially, the predictions go out the window. I think is the answer.
Yeah, and Tynholt seemed to have dipped off right down the sort of scales of last season, because if this was last season, you'd tip Tynholt no problem in that game, but it'd be difficult. Strachar will be hard game.
Because of the Ballymore Cup, there's only one game going ahead in North Division 1. Bewley are away to Strathglass, and of course Bewley will be hurting, no doubt, after losing top spot and for the first time this season.
Yeah, a game behind Lochaber, but going points, so Bewley just have to concentrate and win this game against Strathglass. Strathglass can be a stuffy team, but they need to just go out, get the job done, get the 2 points, and then look forward to the McTavish tie the following week.
One other cup tie as well, Glenorchy take on Oban Camanachd in the replay, and well, Oban will be desperate to make sure that they get they've got a real incentive to play in the final on their own ground, but they'll have to overcome Glenorchy first of all.
Yeah, I think that Oban had a player sent off in that game. I'm not too sure what stage of the game it was at, but you know, Oban playing at home should really have put Glenorchy away. They've now given themselves a difficult tie going to the Glenorchy Park. It's not definitely not the same class as, you know, Mossfield. Mossfield's a beautiful surface, but Glenorchy will be a difficult task for them now. But I just fancy Oban to do well in the Camanachd this year, particularly now they've got a right good reason to do it, you know.
Yeah, and plus they're going well in South Division 1. That always, you know, gives you confidence when your league form's good, you carry it into the cups.
Yeah, I was surprised at that. Only 1-1, keeping Oban to 1 goal is a very good effort defensively. But quite often the smaller teams get one chance. I'm not saying Glenorchy are any way smaller than Oban, but quite often if you've had that one chance and you miss it, then the bigger team favourite tends to come through in the second tie.
Yeah, of course it's the two relegated sides from the Premier Division last year as well. In North Division 2 this weekend, Kinloch Shiel travel to Lovett, Aberdeen Uni take on Newton Moore, Skye are away to Glengarry, Glenurquhart take on Fort William, it's Kinussie versus Lochaber. In North Division 3, Strathglass take on Bewley, Strathspey take on Lewis, Bleskin are up against Kamali, Caberfae face Lochbroome, and Inverness travel to Lochcarron.
Listen again online at mfr.co.uk/shinty.
Let's turn our attentions to the Premiership. Drew, a big weekend in store. I'm very pleased to say we're joined on the line now by Fort William star Gary Innes. Gary, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to all.
The season's going very well for you, Gary, at Fort William. You're up against Glenurquhart this weekend. I thought we'd bring on yourself and of course a former Fort William man himself and Glenurquhart co-boss Drew McNeil in the studio.
What a lineup.
Glad you joined us, Gary.
keep it nice, guys. Of course, let's look back at the weekend first of all. Gary, a good weekend for you guys. A 2-0 win against Inverary. And you're still unbeaten this season?
We are, yeah. It's probably quite surprising to most looking at the big change in Fort William. And to be honest, it's quite a big kind of shock even to myself and quite a lot of lads as well. We kind of started a little bit slow with a draw with Bute and the following week with Kinloch Shiel as well. But since then, we seem to have found a different gear. And it's been onwards and upwards since then. And the new lads that have come into the squad this year have really kind of found their feet very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, 2 draws, 2 wins, no defeats. I think that's the main thing, really. Just, you know, the start of the season is always the most important thing, and you're still unbeaten. It'll give you that confidence to go on and try and remain unbeaten.
Well, certainly. I think the thing about being unbeaten, certainly, is that other teams want to beat you more, which is something that's a hard thing to keep up. But it's also a hard thing to beat a winning team. And one thing we certainly have this year is an abundance of quality and exuberance and a lot of, kind of, I say the young boys especially have come through, they've been very good, and I say they found their feet very quickly, so if they can keep that going then who knows what can happen.
Drew, could we class Fort William as a surprise package in a way because of the young side there, but, you know, blending very nicely?
Not so sure you call it a surprise, right enough, but I mean, a lot of the young lads have got experience, but I suppose the spark this year, Gary, was the great result of the Dale, wasn't it? It probably gave everybody a bit more belief after the 2 draws.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that was always going to be a big game up there as well, and it was Fort William's own decision to give away home advantage because they felt the field wouldn't have been up to standard on the Saturday to go away to Dale to play Kinussie, and Peter McIntyre, boss, felt confident that we could take them up there, and I think it was a good decision on the day, and we certainly got the right result that we wanted from the day as well, so I think that was a big boost for the kind of club and the team for the year as well to kind of move forward from.
How much is an influence on playing at the Black Parks having on you this season, Gary?
Well, to be honest, it's a leveller, I think, for Oyen, for many teams, especially this year with a lot of kind of young, fitter boys running up and down the wings and things like that. So I think for taking teams to the Black Parks that wouldn't necessarily be as fit or as mobile, then I think it is a leveller, and it's not a sort of place that'll suit us very well. So yeah, I think it has levelled quite a lot of the play that we've had so far. However, obviously there are advantages with that as well, because I'd say we have a couple of young boys on the wing centre as well, and you know they are getting missed out quite a bit because of the short, narrow park. So again, it's I think it's kind of swings and roundabouts. It's helped us in some ways and not in others.
Is that something that comes into your mind, Drew, when you travelled on the road on Saturday?
I went on to the park on Sunday and measured it out, yes, so I know how big it is.
He's been up and down, he's been working hard.
The boys trained on the exact size last night, so... Gary, I think another good result was the Carver Fay game, because it showed you could actually score lots of goals at the Black Parks, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that was a good result for us as well, because we actually beat them, I think it was 2-1 last year in the same competition. So it was good to kind of put a benchmark on that, knowing that we only beat them by one goal last year, and to manage to beat them by a 7 of a difference was a big thing. And it was good just to see, you know, that people kind of over the years certainly have expected Fort William to win when playing first division teams or lower division teams by a good margin. And I think it kind of sets a precedent to other teams out there as well, that, you know, we still have got something there, and that, you know, we're certainly not that, you know, that team that's just scraping by.
Still a lot of big games as well to come. Your two games in hand over Newton Moore, 3 points off the top of the table. Do you look at the league table early on, or are you just kind of taking each game as it comes, Gary?
I think it would be madness to look at the league table without just taking every game as it comes just now. Because of work commitments through myself and Brian Simpson, Duncan Rogers and Chrissy Bamber, quite a lot of lads, certainly every week it's, you know, near damn impossible to put the same team on the field every week, and some weeks unfortunately there's, you know, a few more missing than other weeks as well. So I think we're very aware that that is going to be the case as well, and I think to try and mount any kind of massive challenge, and or even to say we're mounting any massive challenge in the league in what certainly is I would say a transitional year for Fort William, I think would be a bit ambitious. However, the nice thing about it is we are in a good position and we are continuing to move forward, so I think we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Newton Moore continue to lead the way, Drew. A very interesting game a fortnight ago, 3-3 between Newton Moore and Cowes Athletic. Newton Moore responded, beating Camali 7-2 last weekend, but Kenlock Shield got the better of Cowes Athletic.
Yeah, I think it was I think the goal they got in the first half was against them on the play, but after that, within an hour, it was 4-0, game over for Kyles. So, you know, it kind of, I suppose when you drew with Kinloch Shiel, you probably thought it was a drop point, Gary, but now it doesn't look quite so bad when you see how well Kinloch Shiel are doing.
Well, absolutely. I unfortunately missed that game as well, so I wasn't about just to see how good Kinloch Shiel were, which I was really disappointed at missing. But Kinloch Shiel have made a great benchmark for themselves, and they've certainly come in, and I think if you remember, Glenlockhart did the same a few years ago when they first went to the Premier League. I think they finished third or fourth that season, and they started extremely well, and it'll be really interesting to see if they can actually continue that throughout the season, especially as they have actually given away home advantage on a number of occasions to play away, so they'll certainly have those home advantages towards the end of the season, which, if they're still in the running, will be a good advantage for them.
If the pitch is playable.
Well, that's right, yes. Or if the hydro line hasn't come down and electrocuted somebody.
Kenlock Shiel obviously second at the moment as well. They take on Lovett this weekend as well, and another side who are going pretty well there, Gary.
Absolutely. I mean, Lovett, again, have been, you know, they started extremely well. New management, a wee reshuffle on the field, and all of a sudden, you know, they beat last year's champions in the opening game, and, you know, get a bit of confidence from that. And like I said before, it's hard to beat a winning team, you know, and if you have that confidence going on each Saturday that you've picked up 2 points the week before and so on, and what a great start. And I think in some ways that's probably the kick up the bum that Newton Moore needed to take them off the few months that they've had walking about the village strutting their stuff, you know, and it's back to business again, and they have to now get their finger out, and which they have done, and they've responded very well. But Lovett themselves, I mean, they'll be extremely disappointed to lose against their big local derby at Bewley last week, or 2 weeks as it was now, in the McTavish Cup. So that might give them a wee kick up the bum as well, that they need to realise that they're not unbeatable. And obviously after last weekend's result as well, they'll need to get their head back and on top of things again.
Lovett, of course, went down to Kingussie at the weekend. Ronald Ross on the score sheet at the double once more. Kingussie travel to Bute, and again, when we talk about Kinloch Shiel and Lovett, Bute have made a good start to the season as well. Very tough side. You played against them at the weekend.
Yeah, they're very stuffy, actually. Very hard to get goals against. I mean, that shows three draws. I suspect Ronald won't travel to Bute. I suspect he'll be taking a week off. I think he limped off after the game. So that'll be tough for Kinloch if they've not got Ronald there, because Hector Whitelaw's a big barrier to get by. then you've got a goalie behind them as well, you know.
Bute, as you say, you know, they've got three draws at the moment. They're towards the bottom of the table, but again, you know, like you say, a very difficult side to play against. They'll mix it up.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll be more offensive when they're at home, because certainly they're very defensive when they're away from home. I know against Lovett was quite a similar sort of tactics they had, so whether they're more offensive at home, I'm not so sure.
Kamali at the bottom with only 1 point so far this season. Gary, they take on Kyles Athletic, an interesting one, because we've seen the best of Kyles already this season, but also the worst as well.
That's right. Kyles kind of made it pretty clear from the start of the season within the club itself that they were really going to struggle to travel with many lads with work commitments and job changes and such like as well. So I think week in, week out, we're going to see a very different Kyles team take to the field, and with that probably comes different strategies and strategical play. See, I'm tripping with my words here as well. So I think that'll be quite interesting as well. Kamali, of course, really, they need a win. They really need a win. And Johnny Moe and Lachie Innes will be obviously doing their utmost to try and do that. Whether Kyles travel with a full squad on Saturday is yet to be seen. But after a defeat like last weekend at the hands of Newton Moore, Kamali really, really need to pick things up very quickly.
If Kamali do win, Drew, the table really starts to tighten up a little bit with the 2 points. They've only got one at the moment. Is the worry that they need to more start to pull away?
That's the concern, isn't it? Because you fancy Newton Moore against Inverary. Inverary are particularly good at home, so for Williams 2-0 was a great result. But you just worry that Kyles were the front runners last season and got pulled back. Will Newton Moore be the front runners and get pulled back? I don't know. It's not really in their psyche to get caught, you know.
No, just put a point gap and that's it. On they go.
Yeah, and they've got a young lad, Chris Sellers, scoring goals at the moment. He wasn't even on the bench last season, and they had about a really strong 18 of a bench. So this young lad's kind of scoring goals as well, so they've unearthed somebody else.
They just keep picking them up, don't they? They just keep finding them somewhere. The only team we haven't really talked about is your own, Glenarcart. Good win for you against Bute, as you say, a very stuffy side to play against. But the 2 points on the board, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there'll be six teams that week in, week out will be winning games, losing games, and it'll go right to the end of the season. There'll be six teams battling to stay at that bottom two right the way through, and it's no different each week. You're just looking to see what everybody else is doing over your shoulder.
Yeah, and going into this weekend's game as well, an easy 2 points?
Well, we'll see.
I'm just winding you up.
Let him answer, please.
This will be getting put on up in the Fort William changing rooms if I say anything, so I'm saying nothing. No, we'll go and fight a good fight and give it 100% like we should always do every game.
And Gary, are you going to sit on the fence, or are you going to say some easy 2 points?
Absolutely no way. There's no sitting on the fence at all. Glenarchart are going to walk away with both points, and we're going to have a nice afternoon. There we go.
Well, that's a bold prediction.
I think it's going to be a very good game. I think with Glenarchart are a big, strong side as well, and I think the Black Packs in some ways are certainly going to suit them against us on Saturday. However, we have played there a few times more than Glenarchart, so hopefully we can use that to our advantage as well. But it's funny, I've kind of been thinking of this game quite a lot this week, and I think this might just be the little thorn in Fort William's side this weekend, maybe just to take them off or take a point or two. So we'll see if we can get everyone up for the game, obviously on Saturday, and ready for it. Then yeah, we stand a very good chance. However, just have a funny wee feeling about this one on Saturday. So we'll see how that plays out.
I suspect the game will be at Glenarchart because there'll be too much rain in Fort William this weekend, probably. But we'll see.
It's been down here in Glasgow.
I don't know, Gary.
It has been pretty good, but as I say, I'm not sure what the weather has been like up the road. But I think either way, it'll be good to get the game going anyway and try and keep that flow going for both teams. Whether it's at Glenorchy or the Black Parks, it's sure to be a toughie, that's for sure.
Yeah, we need the points more anyway, so just take it easy.
Okay. we can strike some kind of deal there or something, I'm sure.
Yeah,
you can strike a deal. Gary, we spoke about the Camara Cup final this year going to Oban. We asked Drew about his favourite shinty venue. Where's your favourite venue?
Well, oh, that's a great question. Do you know, I think my favourite venue really from a player has to be Anaird, because I've grown up there, played there and you know, won a couple of Camara Cup finals there as well. I mean, if I had to pick any venue to go and play shinty, it would have to be the Dell, because I think the lads up there they do an incredible job of keeping the grass so well maintained, and the field just is immaculate every time you pass there. But the fact it's gone to Oban as well is great. I think for sure it's the best facilities and field in the south, and you know, it always attracts a great crowd, a nice kind of town to have it in as well. So I think it's good that it's in Oban and in the south for a change. However, for me, my favourite field definitely is the Anaird in Port Royal on its day, because as I say, just I think so many memories there alongside Drew and many other boys as well, that I think I'd find it hard not to just want to take any team there on a Saturday.
And you'll be hoping that come September in Oban you'll be there?
Yeah, well certainly that would be lovely. I think again we just have to keep working away with the team we've got and the squad we've got and see what happens, but certainly it's I mean, I'll be honest, when the squad lined up at the start of the year, I didn't think I would see another Camara Cup final with Fort William. However, the lads have started very well, and a great kind of buzz in the changing room. So again, like every season, no one to count the chickens. Let's just see what happens, and if we're not there, then we're not there. If we are, then we'll take that when it comes to it as well.
Yeah, I mean, seeing Newton Moore and King Yusey last season compete in the final, is a little bit of a jealousy, you know, you'd love to have been there playing for Fort William.
Do you know, it's a funny thing, because last year was the first time in 8 years that I hadn't been there, and I think in some ways I kind of felt that I had to experience not being there to actually realise exactly how good a feeling it was when I was there, because especially as a Fort William player, it was kind of getting like the norm really, and that sounds like a terrible thing, but you know, to be in something for 8 years in a row, it kind of felt like, well, that's just what's going to happen and that's it. So turning up last year was a very funny experience, and I was very fortunate enough to be working with the BBC and sitting in the commentary box and watching it all while talking about it as well, but it certainly was not the same buzz or feeling as being out in that field. And I think if anything, I walked away from the whole experience thinking I really, really want to be there again and enjoy that experience again, and could not really take it for granted if it came round again.
Well, fingers crossed you do make it to the Camara Cup final in Oban this year. Gary, thanks very much for joining us on
Thank
the
you very much
indeed. Show. And good luck for this weekend. Drew, a final good luck message to Gary.
Yeah, good luck on Sunday, Gary.
On Sunday, thanks. Ah. I'll take that. and best of luck for yourself as well. It's always going to be good.
Cheers, Gary.
Cheers, Gary. Thanks so much for your time.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, mate. Gary Innes on the MFR Shinty Show. Looking forward to the weekend, Drew.
Yeah, he's got his appetite again back, I suppose. It's funny, you miss something when it's not there, don't you? So, no, it's good. It's good. They have got a strong team, and they'll be difficult to break down. But we'll give it a crack.
We'll find out next week what your opinions are on that big game down in Fort William. That's it for this week's edition of the MFR Shinty Show. Enjoy your weekend, wherever the shinty takes you.